This is The Bird Show.
Tommy says we got a priority call here. Courtney is upset. Courtney is upset because she's been ghosted and can't figure out why. What's going on?
So I've heard you guys do your second date update before.
Yes.
And, you know, why, like, somebody didn't get a second date. But I was seeing this guy, Derek, for, like, 3 weeks. So we went on 3 dates, and we were texting every day, and he even started calling me babe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I thought we were on the same page, and then he just vanished, disappeared. So I need a fourth date update.
All right, so for 3 dates, you guys are going out. He starts hitting you up with a babe on the third date. Like, hey, babe, will you pass the blank, blank, blank?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
That's a major offense right there.
Yeah, it sounds like Derek puts the D in D bag. Wow.
There's your sound bite for
promo. This sucks. Well, here's what I'll say. I think the third date is a very pivotal date. The first mm-hmm. date and the third date might be the most important dates you go on in your relationship, other than, like, you know, spending the rest of your lives together, God willing, if that happened. But the first date, it's like deciding whether or not you even like this person. And then the third date, I feel like, kind of establishes whether or not you see a relationship with this person. So I feel like he maybe just kind of was like, okay, we made it to date 3. I don't know if I necessarily see this going forward. And I'm just going to be a little wussy. And I'm just going to ghost instead of being honest about my feelings.
But he babed her.
So we actually just had this debate on Love Island where Amaya Papaya was getting flack for, you know, calling her partner babe and love. And then her now partner, Brian, stepped up and defended her and just said, listen, in our culture, it's very normal to be affectionate with your language and call people babe and love and honey or whatever. So maybe he was just, you know, it's just how he grew up, and he normally just calls people that.
That's true. The pet names can be very different for different people. I know people who call everybody babe, everybody love. But the third date, that mm-hmm. to me, if we get to the third date, we cooking. Like, mm-hmm. we really on our way going somewhere with it. So I don't imagine, you would have to do something like egregious for me to just ghost you after a yeah. third date.
We hear stories on this show. We've taken calls from people that get ghosted after 6 months now.
That's true.
Courtney Bird has said before, though, now he takes a differing stance because he does believe that closure is good. But if this guy has ghosted you, he's already shown you, like, who he is and what he's about. Why do you feel the need to reach out to him to make contact?
Well, the last text I got was saying, good night, can't wait to see you again. And that was 2 weeks ago. And so I think getting that text has just kind of made me feel very hopeful about it,
yeah.
you know, still.
And then he just is gone.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, I just want to know why. Like, if I did something weird, I'd rather know than sit here wondering forever because of that last text he said.
It's been a while since we've done one of these, but I'm more than eager. And we can call him and see if he will tell you straight up exactly why there's been no fourth date.
I think I need that. Like, I think I need to actually hear him say why, you know?
What's his name?
Derek.
Derek. D-bag Derek.
D-bag Derek.
How could you forget? How could you forget?
Good branding, Abby. So Tommy now is going to try to get Derek on with us, correct?
Yes, I've got the number from Courtney. I'm ready to call.
It's an ambush.
So here's what's going to happen, though. You're going to hear me trying to get him on. You won't hear him yet until he agrees to come on the air, because legally we can't have him on until he agrees to come on.
Legally. Blah, blah,
so,
blah.
The first part, you'll hear me. Hang on. I'm going to dial. And you won't hear the dialing either. So talk amongst yourselves.
Do you know? I bet you guys did not know this. That second date update was born right here on the Burt Show.
Was really? It? Is this, this is a Burt Show original?
This was my original.
Okay, shut up. Shut up. It's ringing.
Okay.
Derek. Hey, this is Tommy. I'm the show director for a radio morning show called The Burt Show. And we have somebody on with us right now. Her name is Courtney. I believe you know Courtney. Yes. So Courtney, Derek, has reached out to us to see if you'd be willing to come on The Burt Show, because evidently you ghosted her. And we normally do this segment called Second Date Update. It's usually when somebody's gone out one time and they get ghosted and they want to know why they haven't gotten a second date. But in this case, I understand you guys have been going out for 3 weeks, right? All right. So, and you guys have gone out like 3 times. So this is going to be more like a fourth date update instead of a second date update. So she's come up with 5 questions, and she wants you to answer the 5 questions to get an idea of why you ghosted her. And one more thing, you guys will never have to talk to each other.
Which he wasn't planning on doing anyway.
Yeah, it'll just be the Burt Show, the guys on the show, talking to you.
He was like, that was my
and
initial
plan. I'll be the one conveying the questions that she came up with. Are you cool with that? All right. He said he'd do it.
Okay. Derek, just so you know when we start this, that we have affectionately dubbed you Dearest Derek.
That was it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Liar. You're so dear to us.
Okay.
That's sweet. I appreciate it.
So, Derek, as I said, Courtney has five questions, and I'm going to go through the questions, and you just honestly just give your answer, and hopefully it'll reveal why she got ghosted. All right?
Okay.
Question number one. First off, was I too forward when I called you my future concert buddy for life on date three? Be honest. Did that freak you out?
A little bit, honestly. I was like, wait, for life? I mean, I'm thinking, you know, we're going to be in tie-dyed t-shirts in our 80s. I have to be honest, for a third date, that was moving a little fast.
It's a little intense.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Honest?
Yeah, I think that would be a flag for me right there. Like, oh, okay, we're moving a little fast, but you could say that.
All right, question number two. On our last date, you said you needed to be up early for work. Was that true or code for I'm never going to see you again?
Okay, I have to be honest. It was maybe 20% true. I mean, I did have to work, but I just thought we were moving a little bit too fast. So it was a bit of a white lie. I'm sorry.
Mm. You don't have to apologize to us. That's between you and your gut.
Jeez.
Wow.
Took it all the way upstairs.
All right. Question three. Did my habit of taking selfies with literally everything, including our nachos, annoy you? Hmm. I swear it's just for my close friend's story.
Oh, God. I wasn't there, and that annoys me.
Yeah.
No, actually, that was kind of fun.
That right there is a breakupable offense.
Phone eats first vibes?
Just so many selfies, man. Can we just enjoy our time together? Come on. Annoying. Yeah.
No, right. I had no problem with it. It was fun.
The fourth question may be the one. Real talk, how many other people were you dating at the same time you were dating me? I won't be mad. I'll just silently judge you.
Okay, honestly, two. I mean, these are dating apps, right? I mean, I was just feeling things out, but I would say for the record that she was by far the most fun. So hands down.
Yeah. I'm a dog, okay. Derek. Three at the same time.
All right.
You dog.
So we haven't gotten a definitive answer yet. So her last question, if it wasn't any of that stuff, what was it? What was the turnoff?
Okay, it was on our very first date. We went out to dinner, okay, and she pulls out this Tupperware before the bread even hits the table. I'm like, what? And I that was honestly, that was a huge turnoff, but I made it through two more dates. And
hold on. I'm very confused.
Time out. So did she bring her own food because she has food allergies, or was it an empty Tupperware to put your leftovers in when you left the restaurant?
It was empty Tupperware.
So she was planning on taking food home?
Right, but this is before, even the bread came.
Mo is shaking his head yes, like you understand what he's talking about?
I did understand. Yeah, he's saying that she brought Tupperware to take food home from the restaurant, her own Tupperware, as opposed to, asking for a to-go box, and she pulled that Tupperware out before the date even started, before the bread got to the table. I've never heard of that in my life.
That's actually pretty smart.
She could have a styrofoam allergy, or she's just really conscious about the environment.
But wouldn't you normally wait at least until the end of the meal?
Can you wait till the dinner's over, though? You know, I mean.
So the Tupperware.
That's kind of wild.
The Tupperware's just chilling on the table the entire time you guys are enjoying your first date dinner?
Yeah, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. People are looking at this like, what is this Tupperware doing just sitting there, you know, doing the wine, right? And it makes me think, hey, you know, maybe she's eating less, so she'll have more to take home.
It's kind of, it's given broke to me.
Okay, the economy is really tough right now.
I mean, but...
It's giving earth conscience to me.
You could at least wait until the end of the date is all I think he's saying.
Okay, but flag on the play. He went on two more dates with this woman after
that's
that.
That's also wild. Yeah. Which you are.
Fair enough for it to be a deal breaker, but why would you drag it out? Why did you want to see the Tupperware two more times on the table?
That is a good point. So do you have an explanation for that one?
It's just that the more I made it to two more dates, but the more I thought about it, I'm like, it just reminds me of my mom taking her own condiments to a restaurant in her purse. And when she did this Tupperware thing again on the last date, I'm like, you know, that's it. I'm sorry.
Derek, Beyonce made condiments in your purse popular again because I got hot sauce in my bag swag. Okay.
Isn't it Molly that has those little itty bitty like Tabascos everywhere we go?
Mm-hmm. My mama does that. When she goes to Bojangles, she will pull out one of those squeeze bottles of honey. And she did it in front of me and Renee, and I was so embarrassed.
This might be the most country thing you've ever said. My mama breaks that out when we're at Bojangles.
A squeeze bottle of honey. She does. I guess the honey at Bojangles doesn't satisfy her like her own honey.
Is it the honey that's like in the shape of a bear that's got that little mini bear?
It's like one of those generic clear bottles that looks like one of those red or yellow ketchup mustard bottles, but it's clear.
I know exactly that honey bear thing you're talking about, man. All right, so the reason, there were a couple of things there, but that was the first major turnoff. So if you are going to tell her, and we're going to relay this, she's listening, she's just not going to talk to you, that was the major red flag. It was an ick, but you gave her two more tries. And with the other things, it was just all too much.
Yeah, I just can't imagine going to restaurants for 80 years, you know, and going to concerts and having her bring food.
Okay, and dearest Derek, that is totally fine. That is your prerogative. I'm not hating on that. What I am hating on is why did you send her a goodnight text and like talk to you soon, see, or whatever, and like later on, why didn't you just hit her up and be like, you know what, I don't think we're a match.
It's just honestly, I felt when I sent the goodnight kiss and all that, I was being sincere, but it's just the Tupperware thing, it just ate at me, you know.
He was being sincere and then he went to his pantry and he saw all the Tupperware and he's like, I don't want to take this to restaurants for the next 50 years.
Yeah, I just couldn't let that go, get that visual out of my head.
And you just couldn't bring yourself to tell her the truth?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm surprised she didn't put the bread in the Tupperware.
I don't think that total honesty is even needed there. Like Derek didn't have to text her and go, hey, that Tupperware thing really threw me. But just a text saying, hey, just not feeling it anymore. So thanks so much. Blah, 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 blah. You don't have to tell her why.
Also, it's not only that, like send a text like that, but you sent like a very misleading text. Mm-hmm. So here you got her for 2 weeks thinking that you're going to, you know, you're going to hit a Tupperware Tammy and you had no intention of ever doing so.
Derek, I wish you would just be honest with us and just tell us that you liked the other girl you were dating more. Just be honest with us.
Well, she didn't bring Tupperware.
There's always another girl. Uh-huh. A man never leaves a woman without a backup.
All right, Derek, we will let you go now, man.
Thanks.
She's got her answer, so we're going to go talk to her now, all right?
Bye, douchebag, Derek.
Oh.
Wow. See you, Derek.
Tupperware-less Derek. Frank.
We'll get Courtney's reaction to Derek's answers next on The Burt Show.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, so we're continuing second date. Well, actually, this is a fourth date update here. Courtney goes out with this guy like 3 different times, and she thinks everything's going great. She wanted us to call him because he ghosted her. We just had him on, and he basically said, like, she brought Tupperware to dinner for their date, which was like a major ick. There were other things, but that was the one thing that made him go like, I can't see her again. So, hey, Courtney.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. The Tupperware thing was like, that's normal.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I got to be honest with you. When I walk into Chili's, I don't see most of the tables with Tupperware on top of them.
Well, now I'm curious, Courtney, and I am not hating on your Tupperware game, but I am curious as to why you bring the Tupperware and why you bring it out before the meal has even started.
Well, just everybody in my family does that, you know? It's also portion control, it's kind of, I don't know. We just know we're going to be taking left. We're not going to eat everything like that's being given to us. They give you so much food at restaurants.
Courtney, I think you might have converted me into a Tupperware Tammy. Do you want to know why? Because every time I get a carryout box or something to take home, I always leave that SOB on the table. I put it in the styrofoam. I put it in the box. It's sitting on the table. I get up and leave. I'm in my car driving home and I'm like, damn it, I left it on the table. But... if I brought my own Tupperware, I would not be leaving that bad boy on the table.
However, in your relationship, married to who you are, who is so meticulous and practical,
cheap.
This would be a... okay.
Tomato, tomato.
Cheap.
This would be a turn on a first date. Now, my question here is, you said everybody in my family has always done this. Is this the first time? I mean, you must do this on other dates, or is this your first date ever?
No, I do it on other dates.
Now we know why you're single.
Nobody has said anything about it?
No. I mean, nobody's ever said anything to me about it. And my cover were actually, they're really cute. Like they're cute. They're not like, you know, like old grandma Tupperware. Like,
define cute.
When you said that, I was like, well, they're like cute, like food boxes. Like they've got like designs on them. They're expensive too.
I mean, it's how your Tupperware looks. I think it's the putting it on the table before the bread gets there.
Or bringing it at all.
I'm okay with it.
It's just part of who I am. You know what? If someone can't deal with that, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, he made it sound like I was just like this cheapo person and like, you know, needs like food. Like
that's kind of how it looks.
Yeah. No, the Tupperware is expensive.
It's got designs on it.
It's got little flowers on it.
It is Louis Vuitton Tupperware.
Louis Vuitton.
I wonder if there is designer Tupperware. Tupperware.
Can you imagine on a first date?
I think at the end of the day, Abby is right here. It's just that the Tupperware is a little red flag, and then he had a couple of other red flags, and he already said that he was dating two other women, so he liked them better. And he took the coward way out.
I've decided that an ick is not a real thing. It is just a lightning rod to give you an excuse out of a relationship you deep down don't want to be in.
All right, so at least you know now, Courtney. Do with your Tupperware what you like. It's unorthodox.
Definitely
I don't
different.
Know that it's a total ick to where I'm not going to ever see you again. Just know it is. And nobody on your other dates when you broke that out has ever said anything?
No, they've never said anything. They're like, oh, cute Tupperware.
Yeah, and then they say goodbye.
I mean, if it's sitting there on the table and you're not acknowledging it, that is seriously an elephant in the room.
I would definitely say so.
All right, Courtney, well, at least you have your reasoning now, true or not.
Now I know. Derek's not the one for me.
No, there's a guy out there that loves Tupperware, and he will love you for every ounce and every piece of Tupperware you have, okay?
And you gave me a new nickname for him, so thank you.
There you go. All right, Courtney, we'll let you go.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
This is The Burt Show.